You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Monica Szumilak. Monica is a nationally certified massage therapist, an expert-level myofascial release therapist who is passionate about the healing arts. With many years of experience in her own healing and in assisting others to heal, she is deeply committed to discovering new and more effective pathways that help us find more freedom in our bodies. Increased freedom enables us to express who we are and to do what we love. Freedom and health in our bodies helps us to find more joy, peace, and satisfaction in our professional and personal lives and in our relationships. It is the key to a fulfilling existence. You can find out more about her on her website, Freedom Therapy MFR, and that is located at www.freedomtherapy.net. Monica lives and works in Sonoma, California, so she's local. So let's welcome her to the show now. Hi, Monica. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Well, you know, I had met you through a mutual friend, Anelia Benz, when she had a little luncheon at her office in Sacramento, and then you came up to the birthday gathering for Anelia at my home. So I feel like I kind of know you already, but I will find out more about your personal life and your work life in the rest of the show. So you said that in your bio, you mentioned that you had many years of experience in your own healing. Is that what prompted you to start the healing path, and what was that experience that you had?
Yes, definitely. I feel like all that I do and you know, my professional work just really sprouts from just my lifelong experience. And as I look back, you know, even back into my childhood, you know, I've always been motivated by trying to feel more freedom in my body and feel more at ease, because it wasn't like that. You know, I think that my memories from childhood was that I was just a lot of restriction in my physical body, and that just made me kind of not be able to express myself. And so this is just my retrospective kind of look back at when I was a child and then when I was a teenager. There's always been some sort of a struggle to find something different, to just feel different in my body so that I could do the things that I love. And I didn't quite know how to achieve it. And I think just following intuitively different teachers and different approaches and trying to find, you know, what would heal me, helped me understand that this is really about this process of releasing the restrictions in my physical body that helps me, you know, feel better and better and just feel more at ease in life. Like I said, both, you know, personal and professional. So, yes, I do feel like what I do just goes back into my lifelong journey of healing.
Now, when you started your healing process, what were some of the different types of healing methodologies that you used in the beginning?
Well, you know, I remember back, I think I was maybe 17 or 18. You know, when I was a teenager, I just had a lot of issues. I didn't feel good. I didn't feel good interacting with people, but also, you know, physically I was kind of restricted. I couldn't do much sports. You know, I was pretty weak and didn't have much physical strength. And At some point, I think because of that, I developed chronic pain. And one day I woke up when I think I was 18, you know, I woke up and I couldn't straighten my back. And so I was kind of, you know, I was in pain for like several days. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? You know, I have to change that because, you know, I'm a young person, right? I want to be happy. So I started to do exercise. You know, I started to look for different forms of stretching and exercise and just strengthening my body. I started to do some martial arts. I started to do yoga. And that was kind of very, I would say, organic for me to just look for different forms of strengthening and exercise. And that did help. Like, it was a very long journey. I think it took years of, you know, incrementally feeling better and better. And kind of digging deeper into what was all those restrictions, you know, that my body accumulated. And so I've experienced all sorts of different yoga practices and different forms of, you know, like I said, martial arts. And for me, you know, it was just kind of a hit and miss a lot of times because I didn't really know much about, you know, where to go. I didn't feel like I had a lot of guidance. So that was the beginning of it.
Now, do you feel like all of the tensions and the feelings in your body were specific to this lifetime, or did you ever discover that there might have been some bleed-through from a past lifetime?
You know, I think that a lot of it probably is from this lifetime, and I don't know about past lifetimes. I feel that it is very possible that we accumulate as we, you know, as we journey through our lifetimes, we accumulate all those patterns in our energy body that then translate into how we express ourselves in our physicality. And that may, like you said, bleed through. You know, I have to say I'm not an expert on that as much. I do feel like that's true. However, for me, just even focusing on what I feel right now and what I feel is limiting me and addressing that directly, even without knowing, you know, where it comes from or what the cause is, that actually proved to be the most helpful thing.
Now, you presently are trained as a nationally certified massage therapist and an expert-level myofascial release therapist, and I had never heard of myofascial release therapy before I started, you know, looking into your work for the show, and so maybe you could share with us a little bit about what it is and how it developed and what it does.
Yes. Well, thank you for asking, because this is my passion, myofascial release. It's actually fascia, which is the connective tissue in our body, and myo is the muscle component of the connective tissue. So it's a very different approach to the human body and the human, I think of the human being as this energy complex. You know, we're physical, we're emotional, we're spiritual, and it's all kind of together, right? It works together in synchrony or not, right? And we are trying to achieve more harmony. And I feel like discovering myofascial release, you asked me about my past. I think that was the biggest breakthrough. And that really finally put me on this more clear path of really, you know, releasing those restrictions from my body. So I feel like I'm on this path of healing myself. And then I am able to help other people at the same time. So did you want me to talk a little more about what myofascial release is specifically?
Yes, because I think people would be interested in knowing, you know, what it is and how it works and how permanent are the results.
Yes, so myofascial release, there is a specific approach to it that I study with a man named John Barnes, and he's my mentor and teacher. And he really fine-tuned myofascial release and gave it as his own spin, so to say, and took it much deeper than some other myofascial release approaches currently out there do. So when I met John, I was on my healing path, and I was really desperately trying to find solutions, you know, to just really, like I said, expand my life and feel better. And I went to the first class with him, and I was already a massage therapist, and I remember that, you know, whatever he said just really appealed to me intuitively. Like, it was so obvious and simple and intuitive, and I was able to implement that to my work just immediately. So that's why I started to follow what he does and just develop my own practice with myofascial release. So The basic premise is that, like I said, myofascia is this connective tissue that creates our body. We are used to seeing, when we go to school and learn biology, we're taught that our body is some sort of a bag of muscles and nerves and bones, and it all kind of works separately, You may go to a doctor and they say, hey, you have pain, we have to give you an MRI, and they tell you, well, you have a pinched nerve, and that's causing all your problems, right? That's a very common thing. And it's almost like as if there's this one muscle in the body that's pinched and it's working on its own. Well, that is not true, because our body is really an interactive energetic complex. And the fascial system, which is the connective tissue, it's probably 80% of our body. It's a matrix that kind of holds and envelops and connects all the different cells and parts of our body together so that they always work in synchrony, right? And what John Barnes taught me and what I felt was very intuitive to me as well was that that matrix, that connective tissue called the fascia, it really it not only just holds our bones and muscles together, it actually infuses the whole body and holds and keeps together all the cells of our body. And it's also an information system, because think of it, there is 100 trillion cells in our body, okay? This is a huge number. I don't even know how to imagine that. And our medical science teaches us that, well, there is this brain, like a computer thing, in the head, and it sends those, information to every cell and tries to somehow control it. Well, I don't think that's possible, Our brain is not as powerful to really connect all those 100 trillion cells together. What happens is that we have this amazing matrix that infuses our whole body and really expands into the energy body as well, and it conducts information that makes all the cells work together. And it's actually in our body. It infuses our entire body, not just our brain, but the whole body. Okay? Does that make sense so far?
So far.
Okay. So we work, we don't work with trying to, work on the muscle and try to soften it or release it like massage does, which can be very beneficial. We really look at the whole person and look where the restricted areas in the fascial system are, where that information doesn't flow and doesn't really, where the fascial system is really contracted, tied up because of trauma, because maybe of maybe even past life memory, whatever it is. We don't often know. But that fascial system contracts and congeals, and it loses its ability to conduct information and connect all the cells. So that's why we start to experience, that restriction, pain, discomfort, even emotionally, we feel restricted. And what we find and what I found for myself in my own healing is that releasing those restrictions helps to just overall help the body to regain that ability to self-correct and to correct that information flow within our body. So there's a lot of theory and science, I know. So if you feel like I clarify something, please go ahead.
Now, do you work on the whole body, physically work on the whole body, or do you tune in on certain parts that appear to have special problems?
Yes. So I do work on the whole body, and so what happens is that, the fascial system, the connective tissue system, when it's open and healthy, it feels pliable. It feels kind of open and soft. It's well hydrated, so we can feel that with our hands, right? Mm. But there are areas in the body that actually feel really stiff and tight and congealed, where that fascial system loses its flexibility, and that's what we address. Okay. And often, you know, you don't know exactly where to go first, but we start, you know, just look at the body and see where the restriction feels like, you know, where things seem to be really tight and tied up and stiffened, right? Mm. And that's what we do. And then the amazing thing happens that when we work on that, often either the patient will tell me, hey, I'm feeling this tightness now in my leg or in my toe, or maybe... And another thing happens is that maybe their neck gets really hot and red. So the body starts to cooperate and tell us where the other restrictions may be. And then we move on and work with those to just really gently and softly help them get back into that pliable, soft, natural state that helps the body contact information better.
Hmm. And how long does the, after you've been working on somebody, does it take long for the results to show up?
Well, that's a good question. And I think that often results show up quite fast. People start feeling better. There's a lot of different factors, I think. And, you know, I work with a lot of people who are, I think most of my clients or my patients are people who've tried a lot of different therapies or, you know, had many surgeries, and that didn't help them permanently relieve the pain and discomfort. So they are in a lot of pain, and they've been in that state for a long time. And, you know, it does take a while to correct that and to help them get back into, you know, more aligned state. So I find that often people show results after a couple sessions. But then to really achieve a breakthrough and achieve, you know, that it's almost like there's a tipping point where the body can really take over and start to self-correct again, as it should. Mm-hmm. That may take a while. Also, it depends of, you know, I feel we may have a lot of resistance because we are taught a lot of things, and we are taught in our society that we basically have to suffer and that we have to be in pain and that it's a kind of a normal thing, you know, which I feel is not true. And I think often, you know, it takes a while to clear those belief systems out of the body so that we can start seeing a different possibility. And that can, you know, they can take a while for us to achieve that, you know, that breakthrough point. So, yeah, we do see results quite fast, but I think to see for people who are really, who've been suffering for a long time, it may take a while. And some sort of a concerned effort, you know, to also dig into your belief systems and what we feel about your body and the state that it should be in, you know?
Mm-hmm. So are many people able to cut back on or completely eliminate the use of pain pills, which can be so addictive and difficult on the body?
Yes, well, that's definitely our goal. And, you know, everybody is very different. And like I said, some people been on those medications for a long time. But I think that most of my patients either eliminate or cut down medication because they know, they intuitively at least know that medication doesn't help them in the long run. You know, it just makes them all fuzzy and disconnected, and they want to cut back on it. And so as they start feeling better, you know, they start to diminish that and the, you know, the doses, and it kind of naturally wean themselves out of medication if they stick to with it, you know, if they stick with the healing process. And so definitely, you know, this is one of our biggest goals, to help people to be free of medication and not have to, you know, depend on it. Like a lot of us, unfortunately, a lot of people in our society these days do.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the more dramatic results that you've had over the years?
Well, you know, I see a lot of people, like I said, who come in with this really in a very debilitated state. And so these are some young people, maybe in their 40s, you know. Mm-hmm. And say a lot of examples would be people, like I said, about maybe 40-year-old who've been doing a lot of sports and had a lot of injuries over the years. And mm-hmm. gradually, that fascial system, that connective tissue, just congeals around all those areas where the injuries were. And their body goes completely out of alignment. And to a certain degree, the body can self-correct, but at some point, everything just falls apart. So they, you know, come in with the cerebral back pain that's always there. So I've had several clients, you know, with this kind of situation where, you know, they are constantly either in pain or spasming in their lower back, say, or they always feel stiff and really can't do any more exercise or sports or athletic, you know, activities. And so I've seen quite a few people actually going back to doing exercise and to being able to do their sports and really releasing that chronic, you know, stiffness, but also releasing, you know, like I said, we have those belief systems. Once we get into pain, once we get into this chronic situation where it's always dangerous to move too much because you're always afraid that your back may go out, right? Mm-hmm. Almost like that inflammation is so deep in the body that, you know, you want to move, you want to be active, but you just cannot because you feel so restricted and so afraid. So I think that for me, when I see patients actually releasing that belief system gradually, kind of clearing that out of their bodies, that's the biggest achievement. So I see that all the time, that people clear those beliefs out of the body. And it's really clearing it out of your physical tissue, not just your brain, right? Helping your body to be more at ease with itself again, right? Mm. So these are, for me, these are the best results that I see with my practice, with my clients.
Do you often find that some of your clients need to develop some kind of correction to their diets and in the substances that they take in, like alcohol and so on? Are those contributing factors?
I think that they may be. You know, just going back to the fascial system, the connective tissue system, I talked about it as when we have injuries and when we have chronic pain, that fascial system congeals. It gets really stiff and tight, and it loses its ability to conduct information through the body. And we call it that it actually is in a state of thwarted inflammatory situation where there is chronic inflammation that doesn't subside with, you know, with therapies or stretching. So I think once you're in this state and taking a lot of, you know, like alcohol or toxic substances or a lot of processed food, I think that can actually make this inflammation worse, right?
Mm.
So it can contribute to the feeling of stiffness and pain and discomfort in the body. I feel that, you know, and so definitely, you know, it's good to always go and try to see if you can correct your diet. I'm all for good eating. However, I feel that it's more important to actually restore the tissue to its correct state, where the fascia is open and fluid and pliable, because then, you know, the body is actually able to clear those toxins out much easier. And, you know, we live in a society like we do. There is a lot of toxic stuff all around. And
right.
Sometimes plants really help it. You know, we can't just stop eating because everything has some sort of a substance in it. And so I like to think of it more like, let's get our body healthy and resilient and more responsive and more able to clear the toxin out rather than just try to, you know, eliminate everything out of your diet, because that can be really stressful too, you know, trying to like not eat anything because, you know, you're afraid that that's going to make you feel worse. And
yeah, right.
For me, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, I mean, now, of course, we have so many different toxic substances, not only in our water. Our tap water is full of toxic fluoride, inorganic fluoride, and about 30 or 40 other toxic chemicals that are that don't have any odor or aroma. So you're getting all of that, and the body has to do something with that. And then we've got the new problems coming up with genetically modified foods. And, of course, those are now in just about everything, because there's corn syrup and corn and wheat and all kinds of different things that are in just about all products. So, you know, if you're really watching your diet and you don't want your organs to be collapsing due to genetically modified organisms, then, you know, it's like you have this long watch list. And then, of course, we have chemtrails that deliver toxic substances from the skies, and for those who are aware of that. And so, you know, there's a lot to be aware of. And, of course, we can't control everything. But, you know, it seems like it's important to attempt to get a handle on the worst of the offenders.
Yes, definitely. You know, I agree with that. And also, you know, my approach is that, you know, let's get ourselves resilient and healthy first, and help our body to, you know, be able to actually clear it out once it enters the system better, right? And then, because, you know, we can control only as much, like you know. And so let's work both, you know, eliminate as much as we can, eliminating the toxicity out of our environment, but also, you know, getting ourselves stronger and helping our body to process all that. Because our bodies are amazing. You know, they have, they self-correct all the time. And like I said, we have 100 trillion cells in our body, and somehow they all work together, right? We're walking and talking. So even with someone who is in a lot of pain, this body is still working in an amazing way. So my belief deeply is that, you know, once we open up the system and help it work properly, we can really deter a lot of the toxicity, a lot of the you know, negative stuff that's coming in through the environment naturally.
Well, you know, it's funny that we have 100 trillion cells in our bodies that work flawlessly together. And in life, you know, we can't even get a few hundred million people to work together. We're lucky if we can get a small group that's a handful of people to align on anything these days. And you can see how much more effectively everything would work and run if we were all on the same page.
That's true. It's amazing. And, you know, what you said, it makes me think of, I think that in our society, we really try to solve everything intellectually. We're really stuck in our brain. Maybe because we're so out of our bodies, because there's been so much trauma. And we undergo trauma through childbirth and, you know, from the time we're in the womb. And our bodies are just, there's so much restriction. And that's just what I was talking about myself. That's what I've always felt since I was a little child. And perhaps, you know, my hope is, and I think that's what I'm also learning from my mentor, John Barnes, is that once we help our bodies to be more online, once they start to be more harmonious and free of restrictions, we can actually interact with each other from a different perspective, from a more intuitive, you know, embodied perspective, rather than just kind of being stuck in our intellectual brain, because we're so afraid to connect with the body because there's so much pain and restriction, right? So there may be, that's just my approach, and that's something that I am interested in exploring, you know, how much more we could work harmoniously once we let our bodies lead us intuitively, and once we help our bodies to release all that, you know, pain and restriction and fear.
Yeah, do you find that things like pain and restriction and fear put a damper on our natural, on our organic intuition and our ability to be empathic and listen to our bodies and understand what the messages are?
Yes, I definitely do. And that's been my experience, I think, since, you know, for a long time, that for me, as I started to release things, I feel like I just flow with reality more, like I follow my intuition, and my choices are easier. Like, I don't have to sit there and think about it as much and struggle with things. And things just manifest, you know. It's easier to run my business or meet people or help people. It's easier to make decisions about my everyday life, you know, easier to make decisions about what I eat, for example, because I try to just follow, you know, I feel it's easier to follow my body, and it just tells me what to do. But I remember from the past, because I suffered from all this discomfort, it was like I was stuck in my head, you know, and my head is kind of limited, so I was always trying to figure it out. Like, I had a lot of obsessive thinking problem, you know, sitting there and thinking about what should I do now, what should I do, and not really knowing, you know, because it was so limited. Yeah, but I think once I started to understand that I can actually connect with my body and just let it lead me through my everyday life, it became easier, you know, to make decisions. And I feel like it's every year as I'm on this path, it's just actually easier to just live and don't think so much about it. Don't spend so much energy on, you know, trying to figure it all out.
Right. That and plus that uses a lot of our chi or our energy, which we could be using for consciousness or awakening or spiritual pursuits as well.
Yes, definitely, because, you know, look around. And also you ask about empathy and ability to connect with others. Mm-hmm. I think that when we are in a lot of pain and discomfort, we tend to close down, right? And that's very understandable, you know. I completely, I have a lot of compassion for people who are in this pain, because you don't have the energy and you don't have the need or the ability to open yourself up and connect with others or feel empathic or feel concerned about what others are doing and how they are doing, because there's so much energy that goes into fighting that discomfort in the body that you have. And so it's just the energy problem. Like you said, the chi is being used for something else. And once you let, you know, once you release the restrictions and help our body just naturally flow, you can use that chi, energy, however you call it, right, for what you want. And that's why I say, you know, that gives you an ability to do what you love. And I feel naturally we all love to be good people, to be connected, to evolve, right? And That's where it will take you. Once you, the more you release of that pain and restriction, the more naturally you'll be moved to connect and to just the things that are naturally good and that you love.
Absolutely. And, you know, the main focus of allopathic medicine, which is, you know, when you go to a medical doctor, the way that they treat illness is to find the cause and kill it. And so it's kind of an adversarial relationship with the body in that, well, there has to be something in there that's bad. And you've got, and we have to remove it. So if you have cancer, for instance, it's not looked upon as a perhaps a message to the person to make certain changes. It is looked upon as something that has to be killed and destroyed and removed. And people go through horrendous treatments, practically killing themselves just to get rid of cancer cells. And it seems like that's a that doesn't seem like a very effective way to be harmonic with your body, especially when many healers have told us that you can connect directly with your cells, your you know, the mitochondria, your inner workings, your heart, any of your organs, and you can actually have a conversation with them, and you can talk to them, and you can find out what's going on with them. So a lot of people use that kind of tool to actually communicate within their own bodies, and it's very effective.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, with, from myofascial release perspective, what we believe is that this is a communication problem. Cancer is a communication problem, and also it is a problem of increasing restriction. We actually see on microscopic imagery the cells that are cancerous are really cells that are extremely restricted, where that connective tissue is so tied up and congealed that it completely loses the ability to conduct information. So everything gets kind of confused, right? The body just gets really confused about what it's doing, and it starts to fight itself. The same thing with autoimmune diseases, you know. If the body is so contracted, congealed, and restricted from trauma or whatever it is, that it just gets confused. And it's very interesting, actually, John Barnes is showing now during his seminars those that imagery from a microscopic imagery from some patients that he's had who had cancerous cells, and with a myofascial release was really helping that tissue to gradually soften, rehydrate and release the inflammation and release the that congealed state into a more natural state. Those cancerous cells were actually going back into normal. And yeah,
that's
and
wonderful.
So he's showing those pictures. I don't have this. I don't have that kind of proof for my practice, but I believe that this is possible. If we want to, you know, if we want to go with that, unfortunately, you know, there's so much message these days, you know, through television and media and everywhere that tells us exactly what you said, that, that, you know, we have to fight the cancer or we have to fight the disease. It's kind of silly, really, to think that we have to fight what is fighting us, because it just increases the pain and it increases the, that state of contraction and fear, right? So
absolutely,
we get worse and worse, unfortunately. So, you know, this is why we're really working with myofascial release, and like you said, so many different healers around the world with different modalities that you know, come from a similar perspective. We are working to turn it around, you know, and you know, you've heard about the hundred monkey phenomenon, right?
Right.
Yeah. So we also believe, you know, it's that there's when the hundred, you know, that when the story when the monkey learned to wash the potato in the river, on one side of the river, the her tribe members learned from her, but once it reached a certain number, I think it's 100, but I think maybe it's a different number. I'm not sure exactly. But there's a certain number when a certain number of monkeys started to wash the potatoes, all the monkeys around the world started to do that. So we believe that at some point, you know, as we work with this different way of approaching our body, working with the body and trusting its innate intuition and powerful ability to heal itself, this will actually spread organically through the world, and we won't have to, you know, fight so much against our bodies and actually heal more naturally. So that is my hope, and I think a lot of my friends and my teachers, that's what we're, you know, holding and hoping for. That will happen sooner than later.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm with you on that one, especially when it comes to, you know, alternative therapies that involve working with the body rather than against it. And, you know, there's light technologies and sound and all kinds of interesting things that one can do other than you shove chemicals down mm-hmm. your body, which then accumulate and cause their own forms of problems in the organs and so on and so forth. So, you know, I just tell people, well, you know, follow the money. Look at the quadrillions of dollars that the pharmaceutical companies are making, and you can see why there is so much pressure put on all of us to follow a certain kind of path to health, and it's not to health, it's actually a path to self-destruction.
Yes.
So, you know, I think people will be thinking more about this as the next year or two roll on, because there are so many alternatives now, and the ones that we have through the medical profession are not really adequate, and they're becoming very expensive and dangerous. And I think that we've had enough time to examine this for ourselves and see that, yes, it works in some cases. And sometimes you have to go through a medical profession to be healed. But in general, it's a divisive way of approaching the body. And everything works in harmony, as you said. The 100 trillion cells all work together. The plants outside and the sun and the birds, I don't see them arguing about anything. They all seem to grow and accept the sun's radiation and light and heal and flower and keep producing things. So, you know, if we had to heal them, and some people think that they have to, they put pesticides and things on them, and that just exacerbates the problem. It makes it worse. So I think we'll come to find out that there are, you know, people who are still familiar with herbs and nature's remedies and maybe some of grandma's old recipes, you know, that she used to use on us when we were kids, you know. I don't ever remember as a kid having pharmaceuticals. I remember my grandmother would make a hot vinegar lemon tea for me when I had a cold, and it always seemed to break up the congestion, and I never got a bad infection.
Yes, that's beautiful. And, you know, like you said, sometimes allopathic medicine, you know, it saves life. When, you know, someone has a life-threatening situation, they may need to have a surgery. And we have amazing technology as well. But as a overall approach to health, allopathic medicine has really missed the mark. And I just want to add also that it's based on very old, antiquated principles.
Mm-hmm.
It dates back to just some, you know, in the 17th century, the philosophers started to, like René Descartes, you know, they started to kind of create this fantastical image of the human body as this bag of meat run by a computer in the brain. And
mm-hmm.
that was pretty much invented, you know, then. And somehow our medicine still, you know, adheres to that a model of reality, even though it's old and really simplistic. And we know, I mean, you know, there's new science that, of course, has come up and it's been here for quite a long time. And we know, say, that our cosmos is really a vibration of particles, right, that mm-hmm. vibrate on different levels and different frequencies. Well, it's kind of silly to assume that our human body is somehow different from that, you know,
right.
and it's separate, and it's a bag of meat with this computer in the head.
Right,
and somehow
right.
heal it by pouring those chemicals in it. It sounds pretty silly if you once you think about it. So if you help to restore the body, that vibration in the body, which can be, on a denser level, it's actually the physical body that you touch and helps to go back into more fluidity, why do I say that? Well, you know, water conducts energy, so the more fluid our fascial system is, which it's supposed to be, the better the energy goes through it. It's a really physical phenomena, right? And so once we help it conduct the energy better, it just becomes more harmonious, and it just kind of vibrates in a more harmonious way, not just within itself, but also with the entire universe. So with nature and with other people. So it's just all about restoring that what is already there and what naturally should be there. But somehow, and I don't know why, you know, we just go through a lot of trauma in this lifetime, and we congeal and shrink. And my belief is that that's not necessarily what we have to go through, that it's actually we can expand. And, you know, how we see all those old people kind of shrunk and bend forward and, you know, I'm not able to walk. I feel that there is a really different alternative to that. You can start taking care of your body and really helping it get restored on a physical level, be it with, you know, myofascial release or other forms of therapy or exercise and stretching and really taking care of it. It actually can get better, and that's in my experience. Like, I feel healthier and healthier as I get older, which may be paradoxical, but that's my experience. So, you know, there are different alternatives. We don't have to shrink, and we don't have to, congeal and get tighter and tighter. We can go the other way.
Exactly. Well, Monica, we've just about come to the end of the show, and I want to thank you for coming on and sharing what you do with us, and also have you mention how people can get a hold of you. And I believe you have some introductory specials that you run for people. And so let people know where they can find you.
Yeah, so you're welcome to visit my website. It's www.freedomtherapy.net. And that's the best way to get a hold of me if you are interested in talking. I do offer free consultations if you feel like you're live locally around Sonoma County or Napa County, and you would like to talk with me. I can help you with your chronic pain and. We can have a consultation on that, and at no cost. And if that's something that appeals to you or you would like to get a hold, just feel free to email or call. The phone number and my email is on my website.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, Monica. And I wish you the best of luck in Sonoma, and I'm sure I'll be bumping into you again in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you so much, Lance. I really appreciate you taking your time. It was a pleasure.
Oh, good. All right. Well, good night, everybody. Stay tuned for the next show, I believe, is Jim Gilliland. Good night.